Cool J is hard as hell. Battle anybody, I don't care. You tell, I excel. They all fail. Gonna cocktail double Elmer.
I think that there are many people that were worthy. I'm just glad I was the one they chose.
I'm the one, baby. I'm going to be humble, but I'm not going to give you pseudo humble. Don't call it a comeback.
I've been here for years. LL Cool J tells WTOP it's nice to see hip-hop finally treated as a high art.
Hip-hop is very high art. When I look at some of the things that Dre does musically, when I think of some of the things that Tip does sonically with the Tribe albums, when you think about Questlove and the Roots and the musicality, I mean, these guys are real musicians and they make great music.
Jazz and funk legend Herbie Hancock recalled his Kennedy Center honors when Snoop Dogg thanked him for inventing hip-hop.
He said, Herbie, if you hadn't done Rocket, I wouldn't be doing what I do today.
Busta Rhymes says it's deserved.
The most important thing is that the face of the first is LL Cool J for hip-hop. It's like the most phenomenal thing in existence because that man has always obligated his entire life to properly representing the culture, displaying a skill set as a lyricist that is second to none. He is the symbol of greatness. I'm the coach, the greatest of all time. The
greatest of all time. They call me Big LA. And Run DMC hopes it breaks down the wall for other artists.
When is DMC going to get this?
It's coming soon. You know it's got to come soon. And then Flavor and Chuck, wait, and then Rakim. Crash through walls, come through floors, bust through ceilings, and knock down doors. People say when Steven Tyler knocked down that wall in Aerosmith, if that didn't just happen in the video, that happened in the world, and that's why we're here tonight.
At the Kennedy Center, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Brown.